clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, it's a little breezy out there right now. The winds are anywhere from 15 to 25 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 30 anywhere in western Oklahoma or the eastern Texas Panhandle. Currently here at Elk City, it's 61 degrees. Humidity is 22%. Slap out, you're 61. Hollis, you're 68. And Weatherford, 67. 64 at Sealing and 63 at the May Ranch out here in the Texas Panhandle. We have 61 at Lipscomb, 61 at Canadian, Texas, 59 at McLean, 61 at Dozer, and 66 at Childress. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world right now as far as agriculture is concerned. Let me get this opened up. All right. This is what happened last night. Grain futures and soybean futures dropped in overnight trading as inspections of agriculture products from Ukraine resumed, adding to the amount of wheat and corn available on the world market. Ukrainian officials said inspections of vessels carrying ag products from Ukraine had resumed despite Russia's attempts to slow exports. More stuff from Ukraine. Both sides have said the Black Sea Grain Initiative that's keeping ag products flowing out of Ukraine is in jeopardy. They've been saying this for over a year, and every time they even talk about this deal, the markets go crazy one way or another. And I guess, as I said day before yesterday, I think on Tuesday's show, Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, and a couple other countries have banned imports of Ukrainian grain. Because it's causing local producers to suffer from the influx of cheap products from the war-torn country. Poland, at least, has eased restrictions and will again allow some of the grain from Ukraine to come in. Ukraine is reportedly in talks with several countries concerning any import bans or restrictions. Wheat for July delivery last night dropped 7.75 cents to $6.85 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures were down 13.75 cents to $8.36 a bushel. Corn futures for July delivery lost 5.5 cents to $6.31 a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 10 cents to $14.68 a bushel. Soy meal was down $3.80 to $4.48.20 a short ton, while soybean oil declined 26 cents to 54.9. Okay, weather-wise, we got it going on in our world. Red flag warnings will again take the effect in southern plains today amidst strong winds and low humidity. The National Weather Service said in a report earlier this morning, winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up forecast around 35 miles an hour. I know they have blowing dust warnings out for probably, if you just take along the Oklahoma-Kansas state line north into Kansas, about two counties wide, they are under a blowing dust warning right now. Humidity will drop as low as 8%, and then just the opposite. Up in North Dakota and South Dakota, flood warnings are still in effect in northern and eastern North Dakota this morning, as several rivers are expected to top their banks in the next couple of days due to the snow melt in the region. In northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota, winter storm warnings have been issued starting this morning at 9 o'clock and last until 4 a.m. tomorrow. 6 to 14 inches of snow are expected in the area, along with the wind gust up to 50 miles an hour. So, just crazy weather going on. We got high winds out of the north right now. The temperatures aren't too bad out there currently right now. Okay, so what's going on with the market right now? Everything is in the red but live and feeder cattle. It's just, it doesn't look pretty on the screen right now. Corn for May, 662 down 10. July, 623 down 13.5. Soybeans for May, 1490 down almost 17. July is 1462 down 16. Soybean meal for May, 449.40 a short ton down 5. July is 446.60. August, 437.70. Soybean oil, 54.32 down 70 cents. And our 0.70 cents. July is 54.49. Hard red winter wheat's down 23 today. It's at 8.38. July, 8.25, down almost 25. Oats for May, down 5 at 3.42. And July is 3.38. Let's see. Yep, cotton's down. Not took a huge hit, but it needs to come up there closer to that dollar range. But it's just hanging in that 82 to 84 cent range for the futures on number two cotton through May and July, both of them in the 83 cent range. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. I'll have a little more on that. We got some good news out of Cheyenne this morning for their public schools. I'll have more of that on the for you on the next segment. Donnell Brown of the R.A. Brown Ranch out of Texas is going to be my special guest on starting here around 12:30. He's actually going to be the moderator for the next week's upcoming Hemp Hill County, Texas Beef Conference. And he is well-liked everywhere, and I'm excited to have him on the show today, and more about him coming up. I will tell you that he is probably the largest seed stock cattle person in a ranch in Texas. So they got it going on down there. And they do a lot of stuff with quarter horses, got a lot of red Angus, Sim Angus, black Angus. And so it's going to be really fun to have him on the show today and coming up for that beef conference next week. Not too late to get your tickets, and I'll have more on that coming up. Also, coming up May 6th and 7th, both days, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Booger Brown Horsemanship and Cow Work Clinic at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena, Clinton, Oklahoma. $400 to register, half down to hold your spot, $25 arena fee collected upon arrival. Register at boogerbrownalabama.com. Booger Brown, and that's B-O-O-G-E-R, Brown, Alabama.com. Hookups and outside stalls available for $25 a night. For more information, call Mr. Travis at 405-361-3523. Or get on the Western Oklahoma Ranch Cowboys Facebook site or page there on Facebook, and everything will be good. Hope everybody was waiting at the stores this morning to open so you could get your hot item, the Penny News. The new one came out this morning. Lots of good stuff in there. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Well, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and when I come back, I'll have more for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 14th. All you great stewards of the land. 1,536 head were sold. Three head of steers at 267 brought 265. Six at 428 brought 260. 15 at 518 brought 251. 10 at 580 brought 234. Five at 661 brought 206. Nine at 684 brought 209. 10 at 749 brought 186.50. Four head of heifers at 296 brought 240. Three at 447 brought 240. 10 at 453 brought 242. 11 at 580 brought 207. Four at 650 brought 192. 10 at 695 brought 187.50. 12 at 890 brought 175. Butcher cows were 48 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 65 to 127. Bred cows were 810 to 1700. Pairs brought 1025 to 2475. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's about a 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. I picked Childress, Texas today as our update on weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Currently it's 67 degrees, 18% humidity, dew points 22. The winds are out of north at 17 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 26. Peak wind gust today, 42 miles an hour. And I'm pretty sure that's when that front rolled through, because I'm hard here. It woke me up. Something woke me up. I don't know what it was, but it was. Month to date, precipitation so far in Childress this month, 0.03. 3/100ths of an inch, or 31/1000ths of an inch if you're from Grimes, Oklahoma. Red flag minutes today, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. 8-inch soil temperature in Childress, Texas is 80 degrees. Okay, let me see here. Let me bring this up. Hang on. I'm kind of operating off the phone a little bit today. Here we go. All right. Great news out of, from the Roger Mills Farm Bureau. This came in. Big congratulations to the Cheyenne Elementary School for being recognized as a blue ribbon school. This is a national honor. So big congratulations to all the teachers and students in this accomplishment. The teachers are going to be celebrated the last week of school with a special lunch. And the Roger Mills Farm Bureau, Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, is going to be glad to sponsor that meal. So anyway, congratulations to Cheyenne Elementary School. You guys did great. That's it. Just congratulations. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office there in Cheyenne. Memberships are $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts from various businesses. 580-497-2579. 580-497-2579. Or go to okfarmbureau.org. I become a member of it. You guys can too. Great organization. Anyway, again, congratulations to the Cheyenne Elementary School. Okay, let's check out what's happening with live cattle and feeder cattle. Let me update this real quick. 5 minutes makes a difference anymore in this world. Okay, live cattle for April, 174.82, June, 164.20, August, 163.40, 167.70 for October, and on feeder cattle, let me open this up. April feeder cattle, 204.82, May, 211.70, August, 228.97, September, 231.47, October, 233.15, November is almost up to 234 at 233.97, and January is 231.80. Let's go back here, check out the hog situation. Lean hogs for May, 77.27, June, 85.55, July, 88.65. So got it going on. It's going on. Man, West Texas intermediate crude oil is down. It's 77.91 for May, June 77.78. Natural gas is even kind of stable right now compared to yesterday. May natural gas 222, 239 for June, 258. Looks like the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ are just holding their own today. They're down, but not by a lot. Gold's hanging in there. Next month's gold prices are over $2,000 at $2,007.70. I might have to melt my wedding ring, get some other stuff melted, and get it, sell some of that. I'll take $2,000 for an ounce of gold. Anyway, let's see here. I wanted to go over what happened at Hobart yesterday at the Hobart Stockyards. As soon as I find it, I'm telling you guys, I'm operating off of a phone today. I got some Microsoft issues going on with my email. Just my email. Steers yesterday, the 3-4 weight at Hobart, 265 was high end. 4-5 weights, 265. 6 to, I guess they didn't have any 5 weights, but 6 to 7 weights, 219. 7 to 8 weights, $1.85 on the heifers, 211 on some 4 to 5 weights. And 5 to 6 was around 206. 6 to 7 was 216. 7 to 8 weight heifers, 174. 8 to 9 weights, $1.59. And 9 weights and over, basically around $1.50. On cows, slaughter cows, looks like they were 98.50 yesterday was top end. 128.50 for top end for slaughter bulls, and top end on some pairs yesterday was around $16.75 per pair, and that was at the Hobart Stockyards yesterday. Okay, fed cattle prices pushed higher last week and set another record weekly average price. The weekly five area average price 2 weeks ago was $173.10 per hundredweight, was surpassed the previous peak. It was back in November of 2014. You guys all remember back in 2014 when cattle prices was crazy. The average price last week rose even higher to $180.44 as cattle markets continue to gain strength. Fed cattle prices are up 14% since the start of the year, shown in the chart. Fed cattle prices have been in a trend since 2020, when prices dropped to a weekly average of $94.87 in July of 2020. Fed cattle prices were higher last week in Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota regions, where prices averaged $183. Prices in Kansas averaged $176.09, while Fed cattle prices in the Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico averaged $174.52. The box beef cutout also picked up steam last week, and the choice cut up was about nearly $10 per hundredweight from the prior week Average retail beef prices have been mostly steady for over a year, but tighter beef supplies could put upward pressure on those beef prices if consumer demand does not erode. And I hope it doesn't. So there you go. We're going to take an early Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. That way I can get a hold of Mr. Brown and get him ready to come on the show, because I'm pretty sure he's going to take up the rest of the show, because we got a lot to talk about. If you guys get a chance right now, get on your phone or your computer if you're sitting at the office and Google R.A. Brown Ranch down there south of Wichita, Wichita Falls, and check that out and tab onto the history tab and scroll down through there and look at the good and bad times that that big ranch has gone through. It's really interesting, and I'm going to ask him a little bit about some of those breaks that actually history events that just happened in the last 20 years. But that's it's a cool ranch history to look at. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Good afternoon, all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 17th. I'm Drew Cobb. 2,138 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 472 brought 269. 5 at 566 brought 226. 15 at 717 brought 210. 82 at 831 brought 196. At 846 brought 189.50. 29 at 865 brought 189. 48 at 916 brought 185. 5 head of heifers at 238 brought 250. 30 at 577 brought 221.50. 17 at 664 brought 210. 15 at 729 brought 192.50. 5 at 834 brought 173. 11 at 890 brought 170. 5 at 1021 brought 155. Butcher cows were 30 to 103. Butcher bulls brought 53 to 120. Pairs were 950 to 1350. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. X is 71. Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. How about a 580-497-6095?
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. 2692. they come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. And let me, I got on the phone with Mr. Brown and forgot to change my weather, but it won't take me here but just a second. And you know what? I'm going to pick Arnett, Oklahoma. That's the home of the famous Lori Campbell, and with the weather long ranger for northwestern Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas Panhandle. 64 degrees currently at Arnett. 18 degrees dew point, humidity 17, no rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the north at 18 miles an hour with wind gust up to 25. And then we have sunrise at 7:01, 8:17 at sunset. Today, cloudy, mostly cloudy, 68, windy, tonight windy. Winds start dying down sometime tonight, and then it calms down tomorrow. Tomorrow, partially sunny, 69. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 60 degrees with winds out of the northeast. Sunday, check it out. Man, the weather is looking better starting Sunday as far as I'm concerned. 30% chance of rain showers, 54 for a high. Sunday night, 40% chance of rain showers, 40 for a low. Monday, 59 for a high. And we have a 50% chance of rain showers. And I looked at the long ranger for all western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. I don't know. I ain't going to promise you it's going to rain. But, guys, starting Sunday all the way through the following Sunday, if we get rain every day, like they said, it's going to be like monsoon season and the ponds are going to fill up. On the phone with me right now from south of Wichita Falls down in there, Throcker, how do you say that again?
Throckmorton.
Yeah, Throckmorton. I've actually been through there probably 20 times, but I never stopped to ask anybody how you said it. So,
gotcha.
Mr. Donald Brown, him and his wife Kelly, they're part of the RA Ranch, Brown Ranch. Actually, you guys are the head honchos now, aren't you?
Well, that is. We're thankful. You know, we're fifth generation in our family business, and we're a great legacy behind us, and two boys in business back at the ranch are with us, both of our children, and so we are very thankful to be where we are.
Oh, yeah. Well, coming up next week out in Canadian, Texas, you're going to be the moderator for the Texas A&M AgriLife Hemp Hill County Beef Conference, and that in itself is a honor there.
Hey, that is a great program. Capital Farm Credit sponsors that, and it is an amazing program. My son Tucker and I have been a number of times to that conference, and I'm so impressed with the great speakers. They get in year after year, and, you know, we're going to get some weather reports. And, man, I love that forecast you just gave. That I'm ready for this weather pattern to turn around, and we're going to get some details about some long-range forecasts that looks a lot better as we move forward. So ready for this drought to break. Lee Leachman's going to be speaking on genetics and profit, and Willie Robinson with Duck Dynasty is going to bring some great entertainment and inspirational message. That's just a few of the outstanding speakers they've got lined up.
Oh, yeah, they got and, you know, Willie, he probably knows the difference between a cow and a horse and a goat, but he's such an inspiration to listen to. If you listen to some of his YouTubes where he's been speaking, he's an inspiring person to get you, just to get you back in the groove, to have a lot of hope in front of you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all need that from time to time, and I just really appreciate what their family stands for. You know, they've got some fun entertainment there on TV, but what an amazing family, and, you know, what they stand for and the inspiration they can bring us. And, man, I just encourage people to come next Tuesday and Wednesday to Canadian. That Hemphill County Beef Conference will be outstanding. But you better buy tickets right away because it's filling up. I talked to Andy Holloway, county agent there, yesterday. He said there is a chance may sell out. So you can go to the website, that's Hemphill County Beef Conference, and get your tickets right away.
I might have to go on my press pass. So, and I don't even have one. I don't even have one. I'm just going to go on there. I'm with the press and have a TV camera with me, and they won't think nothing about it. But anyway,
there you go.
Well, last last night I sat down, and this morning when I got to the office, and I read up on the history of the R.A. Brown Ranch, and what a ranch history you have there. I mean, that is impressive to me. And from the looks at it and what I can study and talking to people, your ranch is probably the number one or the largest seed stock ranch in Texas. Is that right?
We're one of the larger in the country. I don't try to keep up with the Joneses of exactly where we fit in there, but, you know, selling 800 bulls a year, we would be one of the larger bull providers in the country.
Right. And speaking of your bulls, you got Red Angus, Black Angus. Do you still do Sim Angus cross? Do you still have those?
Those three are the ones we're focused. So both colors of Angus, both colors of Sim Angus, red and black, is where we focus. We have a sale every March and a sale every October. Selling 18-month-old bulls developed on a corn-free ration, high roughage, ready to go breed lots of cows. And so that's been our focus and our mantra for a long time. And you know, really the number one goal that we have is to improve the profitability and the sustainability of our customers through our genetics and our service. That's our focus. That's what we've done since 1895. And I tell you, Jimmy, what's fun is, you know, both of our sons back with us in the business, my wife and I, and now a granddaughter whose name just happened, the seventh generation, Jimmy, that happens to be named Rayleigh Ann Brown, initials R-A-B.
Is that right? How cool is that?
Yes, sir.
How cool is that? I know there was a lot of Robs in your were you the first one not named with the R?
So. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there's lots of R's, R-A's, and Robs in our family for sure. You know, being the youngest of four, but you know what's neat, you know, every name stands for something, whether we intend to it or not. And my folks named me with three last names. So Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, is my mother's maiden name.
Right, I noticed
that. Which comes
that.
From the Irish O'Donnell. And, gosh, back in the Donnell side of the family, we were back in the 1870s raising Hereford cattle. And then Thomas was my grandmother's maiden name, and they brought the first Herefords to Throckmorton County. And then the Browns. You know, my great-grandfather managed one of the first commission companies at the historic Fort Worth Stockyards.
Right.
When the trail drive era was winding down and the train had come to Fort Worth, they built those stockyards. He managed one of those four. And so I know a lot of the listeners have been to the Fort Worth Stockyards, walked on those brick alleyways. And, you know, man, if those bricks could just talk, what a story they could tell.
Oh, between there and the Oklahoma City Stockyards and the Kansas City Stockyards, there's a lot of history right there.
Absolutely. You know, and it's neat to have been walked on all three of those alleyways. And yeah, you're exactly right. I just wish they could talk because there's a world of history made in those three locations.
Well, you brought up the deal there about the Hereford cattle coming to that county there. But am I understanding this history right or misreading it? Is it you guys were the first to bring maybe some registered Hereford cattle to Texas or to that county?
To Throckmorton County, to this area. Yep, we were the first to bring Hereford cattle to this area. And we raised Hereford cattle for decades. And I tell you a neat story. What's neat is my dad was extremely progressive, and he's received
and
all kinds of accolades.
Which one was your dad, Rob A?
Rob is my dad.
Okay, cool.
Rob A is my brother. He lives at Stinnett, not far from Woodward. But my dad, Rob, we have worked with 17 different breeds of cattle in my lifetime. Jimmy, I'm 54 years old. Worked with 17.
You're
different
a pup.
Breeds. Well, that's right. And well, we believe every breed has strengths, every breed has weaknesses.
Yes.
And what we're trying to do is we have found it's a whole lot easier to sell what the consuming public wants to buy. And Angus and Red Angus and Sim Angus just seems to be so high in demand right now that is where we have focused our production efforts and our marketing.
And it's working.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. They're you just named off three of the breeds that, not the only ones allowed on my property, but I focus on Sim Angus, but I have Black Angus. I don't have any Red Angus. I did, but I focus on the Black Angus and the Red Angus the Sim Angus, and you got it going there. And you guys, I was reading through your bios of the bulls and stuff you got right now, and then I tabbed on that history tab of even you're on there. 1969, Donald Brown was born.
Yes, sir.
So, it's pretty cool. And then your brother or your dad that was the fourth president of the American Simmental Association? Was that your dad?
That was my dad. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. My dad. That's right.
In 1974. And then we kept going down here. You had your first bull sale when you were 6 years old. And I think if I'm looking right, were you in that picture in front of the sign?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I'm riding the little white pony. Yes,
and
sir.
Check this out, everybody. 115 bulls sold at their first bull sale. $578 a bull. Top selling bull was $1,175.
So, things have changed a lot. What's been really neat, Jimmy, is that through all the decades of our family selling bulls, a good bull typically averages the value of 5 weaned calves.
Oh,
so as the market ebbs and flows, that has been a marker, you know, where you can a threshold where you can set and you look at what calves are bringing. That 5 of those typically is the value of a good bull. Now, some people pay a lot less for bulls. And, you know, I always say people can buy bulls for cheaper than ours, but I don't know where they'll buy a bull that'll make them more money.
Right.
And, you know, back to this Hemp Hill Beef Conference, that's what it's about. It's improving profitability for customers. And you mentioned Red Angus. Tom Brink, the Red Angus Association, is on the program as well. He'll be talking a little bit about kind of what has really helped Red Angus be one of the fastest growing breeds in America over the last two decades.
Yeah, and the guest lineup for that Hemp Hill County Beef Conference is unbelievable. It's just, I mean, and you get to sit through both days of it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's right. Hey, we'll have fun and lots of drawings. There'll be lots of door prizes. Come, and the food is fantastic. Producer-owned beef, Monty Cluck's going to be there talking on the second day about this new that they're gathering money to build a new producer-owned packing plant in Amarillo, Texas. Boy, there's been a lot of synergy around that. He's going to be on the program. Some brush control work, Jason Abraham's going to talk there, range and soil science help, Adam Isaacs, somewhere right there in that local area there around Canadian. Those guys know their business. They have great ranches. They're going to share some great wisdom with us.
Well, do you have a few more minutes for me?
You better believe it.
Well, I know you're busy AI-ing cows because that's what I could hear it in the background when I called you. But let me take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. But there's a couple things on your history, the ranch history, the R.A. Brown ranch history down there that hasn't been that long ago that's happening to some ranchers and farmers right now because of the drought. And I want to ask you a couple of questions about it, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. You
okay.
Got it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
My name is Justin Ettinger. My wife Jo and I bought our 2022 Nissan Armada at Windy Nissan, and we just love it. We've always kind of liked the look, and we just had the appeal of the Armada, just really liked it. We're looking for a bigger SUV, and so we go down there, and the next thing you know, we're driving literally the Armada off the showroom floor. We've been driving it ever since, and one thing that's unique about Windy Nissan, I think, has been the service department, is the fact that when you get your car in there, they go to service it. The service department does a really good job of communicating, and that's done through, they do a video walkthrough and showing exactly what kind of things they're going to address and what needs to be addressed. And then they reach out to you via text to send you that video describing point by point what they're doing and getting your permission to go ahead and do that. And that's been a very nice thing as well. In this last year and a half, anytime we need to get the oil changed, we need to get serviced, they're right on the spot. I'm Justin Ettinger, and my wife, Jo, and I just really love our Nissan Armada from Windy Nissan.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And the closest place that I could get on the Mesonet, the Oklahoma Mesonet, to Mr. Brown down there south of Wichita Falls is Grandfield. So it's not too far from there. 72 degrees. Dew point is 38. Humidity is 29. Last 24 hours, they've got 5/100ths of an inch of rain. The wind is out of the north, 13 miles an hour right now. Today, mostly cloudy, 77. Tomorrow, 72. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 68. Sunday, 40% chance of rain. Sunday night, 30% chance of rain. And Monday, 50% chance of the rain. Well, back on the phone with me on the show today is Mr. Donald Brown of the R.A. Brown Ranch, and he is going to be the moderator for the upcoming Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian, Texas, coming up next week, April 25th and 26th, and I've already had some people text in wanting to know this and that, and the best way to find out is just get on Google Hemp Hill County or county, and that's CO abbreviated, TexasTXBeef.com, and this thing will come up, and it'll give you a list of all the speakers, the agenda. I know the thing that's catching my deal is there's three prime rib dinner or meals to be served.
So, it's great food.
Oh, it's great food. And Mr. Brown that's on the phone with me here right now, he will be the moderator for both days. Willie Robinson of Duck Commander is going to be the guest speaker, but they've got the Rancher of the Year presentation. They've got All About Numbers. I had the day before yesterday, I had Troy Applehands on here with me.
Yeah,
yeah, with me. He was from Cattle Facts. He was so good. And it's just fun, and there's lots coming on. Capital Farm Credit has helped putting this on, And I'm excited, and I'm trying to figure out how to get this show taped and me go to it one day at least. So
you should. Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, everybody listening to this program needs to be in Canadian, Texas next Tuesday and Wednesday. That is where the action is going to be taking place. You know, we talked, you guys just gave a great weather forecast. And Brian Bledsoe is an amazing weather, long-range weather forecaster and an entertainer at the same time. He's going to be sharing with us a long-range forecast, and I'm going to just give you a peek behind the curtain. It's good news. To me, one of the most exciting programs I'm looking forward to, Jimmy, is Josh Worthington and his family, young family in southwest Missouri.
Okay.
That have built a cattle business, and their program is, can a young American start their own cattle business in this day and age? And I'm going to tell you, you're going to enjoy hearing Josh. He's got two of the cutest boys, and his wife. They're a great family, and they speak from the heart. The program is just loaded with great speakers.
I got you. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be great. So. Well, I was looking on your family history and your tree, if you want to call it. In 2001, this caught my attention. Just before the drought breaks, R.A. Brown Ranch has a mature cow herd dispersal of their Angus and Red Angus cow herds. Embryos were implanted in commercial cows to rebuild the elite nucleus herd. The new AI and Bull Development Center was also constructed. And that caught my attention because I'm not trying to tell other ranchers, farmers what to do with their cattle and stuff. But yesterday we were talking about it on my show yesterday with the drought going on, and especially up in the far northern Texas, Oklahoma Panhandle and Kansas, it's dark red there, but we're in the red down here. And people will say, I'm not going to get rid of my cows because I've been spending 20, 30 years to build this herd. And I understand that. And I swear I do, because I've been holding on to mine a lot longer than I should have. But what you guys just did in 2001 was, that's the way you can do it. You can, if you got these cows or these bulls that you just want to keep, go, you know, breed them, have them flushed, freeze those embryos, wait for this thing to get through, and so you don't ruin your land and stuff like this, and you're back in business in a few years because you're going to have these embryos here of the cattle you had, and you can, you know, it's going to take a couple of years for the first calf heifers to have their heifers, but you can do this a lot faster than we used to 30 years ago.
That is so true. And we did it again in 2013.
I seen that.
Yes, had a complete dispersal. So, you know, 12 years later.
1,400 head you got rid of.
We did. And that was part of the generational transfer. You know, mom and dad were ready to pass the ranch down to the next generation. And we were in severe drought. 70% of the ranch was without water. And so, you know, we had cattle in five different states and six different Texas counties, just trying to keep, just like you said, the heart of the herd that we'd had in our family for over a century. We just kind of finally came to the point, let's turn them into cash, let this land rest, let the tanks fill back up, and you know, the cattle sold amazingly well. But genetically, we're stronger today because of it, because of that. You know, with seed stock, we can do that. With commercial cows, I'm not going to say embryo transfer is the way to go, but with seed stock, definitely the way to go, in
right.
my opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and you can, or, you know, you know your bull line, and, you know, commercial cows is a whole different ball game, but it's still, it's just, you know, you can start over so easily. Not maybe so easily, but it'll be easier to start now than it was 30 years ago.
For sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And just reading you guys' history, just, you know, just it moves me. Looky here, 2017, Donald Brown serves as the Beef Improvement Federation president. How was that?
That was a joy. I tell you, you know, our family has always been about leadership and serving our industry and serving our local communities. Just believe that's such an important part. My wife was president of the Red Angus Association. Dad was president of the Quarter Horse Association. You know, just doing our part, doing the best we can with what we have, where we are, while we can. To me, that's an important part, especially of keeping rural America alive.
It is, and you guys, I just totally spaced this off, didn't remember to say it, but everybody, Mr. Brown that's on the phone with me right now on the show, and his wife Kelly were both national FFA presidents. How about that?
Oh man, what a blessing it was to you know, spend a year traveling around the country representing the national FFA organization. Of course, Oklahoma has such an amazing FFA organization, and just continues to develop strong leaders. Just what we were talking about.
Yeah, it is, and congratulations that you guys got to do that. You and your wife both. That's a huge honor, and you know what is there. 900 something thousand, I don't even remember. I just had that in my mind here a couple days ago. FFA chapter members, and you're that one that got to be president. That's kind of like being the president of the United States almost.
Well, I had a really good mentor in my wife, Kelly. She was at Oklahoma State. She served as FFA president 2 years before I did.
Right.
And she was a great mentor to help me. It was actually before we started dating, but I'm going to give her and my trips to Stillwater, Oklahoma, as to go and see her and get and be trained to prepare for National FFA office, because she was a huge help in doing that. And then during that year, we started dating, and a year later, we were married. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're lots to be thankful for.
Well, speaking of being married, your son, Tucker, he's famous.
Yeah.
he has got to be one of the I didn't know this till Lori Campbell was telling me about it. Yeah. But you get on TikTok and you Google in or type in Tucker Brown and his horses, that's some good stuff.
He loves it. And he was just named National Cattlemen's Association Beef Advocate of the Year.
Really?
And we're so proud of him. Yes, we are so proud of him. In fact, we're redesigning his job description so that he can do more advocacy, so he can speak to cattlemen's groups. And, you know, I've traveled through Oklahoma and presented at a number of different organizational meetings there. Got a tour group planning to come through from Oklahoma here next month. And so we love doing that. And Tucker's just going to take the next step. But he's advocating for the beef industry. He talks about the family ranch. He talks about his little daughter and their family being part of the business. He talks about the love and joy of us taking care of animals, taking care of the land. He shares his faith, all of those things on Facebook, on TikTok, on all the social media channels out there. He's all about it.
Well, that's great. Speaking of family, you guys how far is the Wagner Ranch? Can't be that far from you.
Oh no, just 70 miles.
Yeah, it's not that far. Have you met your new neighbors over there yet?
Oh yeah. So Heath Ownby, who's running that now, I've known Heath since he was about 12 years old.
Okay.
In fact, I missed a call from his dad yesterday, and I've got to give him a call back. But oh yeah, I mean, the more things change, the more things stay the same. You know, 4-6s, I talked to Taylor Sheridan about 3 weeks ago, now bought the 4-6s ranch. And it's neat that those guys bought those two big historic ranches, and they're continuing to keep them with quality people running the ranch as a cattle business.
Well, that's super important because, you know, history's kind of hard to keep a hold of nowadays with the way the world is. And it's very important that, especially in Texas. Texas has a big history for the ranches, small, medium, large, it doesn't matter. A rancher is a rancher, and a cowboy hat's a cowboy hat. But this lady that I know sent me this last night, and she said, this is a new math equation. Tradition, plus innovation equals lasting legacy. How's that?
Love it.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, but it's been a pleasure having you on here today, and look forward to seeing you next week. We got the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference sponsored by Capital Farm Credit coming up next Tuesday and Wednesday, the 25th and 26th. And Mr. Donald Brown of the R.A. Brown Ranch will be your moderator for both days, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, we hope to see you, Canadian, Texas, next Tuesday, Wednesday. Be there.
Mr. Brown, thank you so much for being on today.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jimmy. Have a good day.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's been the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.